This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, in the previous segment giving us how he thinks. He said, I was a little surprised by the way he took the answer. He said that not all four quarterbacks should not have a legit chance to win this job, that if he was the Browns, as you heard there, this is about the rookies. And I think there's a maybe we on our show have set how we think the quarterback derby should go and how we want it to go. And I think if you listen to every show, there's some different iteration of that. And I think what's interesting is there are people who agree with Dan. There are people who agree with maybe the way JP sees this. There are people who completely think it's completely opposite of either of those two things. And don't miss a moment from earlier in any of our shows or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the free Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose. Click cruise at montroseford.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. So I think what's interesting is I am most interested in the rookies. I trust Joe Flacco, and this is where there's very few ways this quarterback derby could actually go that are going to upset me, because I really like three of the I really like two of the four quarterbacks, but I also have interest in a third one given where he was drafted and how he got here. So the only kind of disappointing quarterback outcome for me week one is if Kenny Pickett starts, just because I'm fait accompli. He might have a good game week one. He might play decently for a short amount of time, but I think there's a statute of limitations on how good he can be and for how long he can be any level of good. But when you get to it, I think there's what's most interesting, and that's different for every person. I think there's what you want to have happen, which is different for every person. And then I think there's what's most likely to happen. If Nick Wilson was driving this up, the most interesting thing that could happen in this quarterback derby are Shedeur Sanders or Dillon Gabriel takes the job week one. Because in that scenario, you get to see a young quarterback and you give them the ultimate runway, right? You give them a chance. It doesn't mean they're going to actually earn the chance over 17 weeks or 18 weeks, 17 games, but you at least get the chance that you could see one of those rookies for 17 games. That, to me, is the most interesting, because 17 games, you might not be able to say NFL quarterback versus not an NFL quarterback. You might not be. I mean, heck, we had Baker for 50-some games, and we weren't able to tell whether he was a great quarterback or a very good quarterback. But 17 games for one of these rookies means you actually gave yourself a chance of the quarterbacks you drafted to prove they weren't a wasted draft pick and to prove you don't need to take a quarterback next year. I really like that scenario. So that would be the one that's most interesting to me, because I think for either Dillon Gabriel and certainly Shedeur now to win the starting job, I think you're going to have to be 110% better. So if Joe Flacco has to be 100%, if Kenny Pickett has to be 100%, I think you got to be 110% if you're one of the rookies. And with Shedeur, it might even be more than that, by the way, given there's perceptional things and I don't know, I guess speeding tickets are worse than some of the other things guys on this team have been arrested for. I'm just guessing out loud here, just thinking out loud. So that's what's most interesting to me personally. And then there's what I want to have happen, and what I want, and honestly, what I want is one of two things. I either want a rookie to win, which we've talked about, or two, I do want to see Joe early to see if I can be proven wrong, and the Browns can have more success than maybe what I've thought. And so in that vein, something I'd like to see is something like Joe Flacco, and then if the wheels fall off, I think Shador is the second most physically talented quarterback. I think that goes a long way to determine your upside in the NFL. That would be the guy I want to see next. So whether that's 6 weeks in, 8 weeks in, 10 weeks in, that would be one of the more enticing outcomes you could possibly have, if not the most enticing outcome. And that brings us to what I think actually will happen. And I do think it's going to be Joe's job. And that's because Kenny Pickett has his limitations, and I think Kenny Pickett's stint with the Cleveland Browns ended the second they drafted a second quarterback. Nothing he did wrong. It's just you got an opportunity to get another quarterback, and now you're not going to roster four quarterbacks. That's the dumbest myth ever. I understand why Andrew Berry has to sell that myth. I understand he's trying to sell a fight and get a draft pick. I get it. I just don't think anybody's buying it, and I'm certainly one of the people not buying it. But I think this thing is cooked in favor of Dillon Gabriel. So I think Joe's going to start early unless Dillon Gabriel can take the job from him. I don't think Dillon's going to be able to because he's a late third-round pick. So I think Joe's going to start the season. And how long Joe keeps that job is based not on his individual performance or how many touchdowns. It's going to be based on, are you winning enough games? And the second you get more than two games below 500, I think it becomes Dillon Gabriel's job. I think there's a large swath of Browns fans that just think this is going to be Joe Flacco into Shador Sanders. And I think for that to happen, I think Dillon's going to have to get hurt. And I think obstacles are going to have to be moved out of Shador's way. That's nothing against the kid. It's not his fault. But Kevin Stefanski clearly favors Dillon Gabriel more. They drafted him earlier. And I think what's interesting is Dan kind of gave us the idea that Dillon doesn't necessarily fit the Stefanski offense the way Shador does, which is something JP has actually said multiple times. But I continue to come back to football is not a perfect meritocracy. Sometimes it does matter whether the coach likes another player more, believes in another player more. I think Shador is behind the perceptional eight ball with Kevin Stefanski, and I think unless something changes in that regard, either he changes the way Kevin feels about him and the Browns feel about him, about his NFL readiness and about maybe maturity, or something happens and he becomes the quarterback, number two quarterback, because Pickett isn't here and maybe something happens injury-wise to Dillon Gabriel. But I think for a lot of fans, they think Joe Flacco into Shador is the most likely outcome. I think Joe Flacco into Dillon Gabriel is the most likely outcome. And I think the quicker we kind of adhere to that, or at least understand it. You don't have to like it, but understand it. I think the easier when that switch is made, the easier it's going to be for people like me, who I look at Shador and I'm like, well, or I look at Dillon Gabriel and I say, well, you're not big enough. You don't have a great arm. There's a lot to be desired physically. I don't know you can hang in the NFL. But I think the Browns have already made up their mind on that regard. And quarterback matters more than any position. I'm going to give you three reasons to take the under 5.5 wins for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.